Some people might say, why do you need voice training? Why do you need voice coaching? Why do you need advice on how to get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice? We've all been talking since we were X years old, you know, what, around the age of one, two, you know, burbling and gurgling and screaming and shouting, since the very moment we were born, some of those elements, and talking with words, since we were toddlers and you know, ever since. Why do you need actual coaching advice? Well, hopefully you'll realise after hundreds of episodes that there's more to broadcasting and podcasting and voiceovering than meets the ear. You can learn an awful lot, hopefully, from listening to this series of short daily podcasts, and hopefully you have. And there's hundreds more for you to listen to if you've only just joined us. At the moment, we're talking about what happens in a voiceover studio and how the different elements of the advice you're given will help you create a different style to better help that campaign, to make it more successful. Today, top studio day tips. So not so much the preparation for a couple of days in advance that we've spoken about so far, with the pre-reading of the script and the briefing notes and knowing who you're going to be talking to and that kind of thing, but what actually happens on the day of a recording or a live mic moment. And we've got half a dozen of these. Let's get cracking. Eat early. Yeah, don't take a growling bear into the studio with you. The mic will hear it, as it will the gurgles as well. So therefore, fizzy drinks will make you burp. Spicy food may cause acid reflux, so avoid those as well. And we're going to be talking much more about vocal healthcare tips in a couple of months' time. Also, lots of water. Yeah, lots of water to top up your systemic hydration. Not just the topical hydration, which is going to be helped with little sips of water, but the systemic. Get it in your whole system, in other words. Lots of water. Exercise and fresh air on the day, so you're mentally and physically alert in the studio, which very often is small, windowless, sometimes underground as well. You might be there for hours at a time. So a bit of exercise and fresh air will help you be mentally and physically alert before you start your voiceover session. Maybe a morning shower and exercises, freshening up your body and warming up your voice for the studio session ahead. So not just exercises for the rest of your body, you know, maybe a bit of a walk, maybe those shoulder rolls or the scrunches, maybe moving your head from side to side, flopping over at the waist, back arches and those kinds of things, but also the voice exercises, which we've spoken about before, we've outlined, we've given you lots of ideas for voice exercises in the past, from voice and lip trills to the hums and all sorts of different things to help your various resonators. We'll speak more about those before the podcast series is out as well. Also, arrive in good time, yeah, at the voiceover studios, because this reduces stress. Again, said it before, stress will be heard in your voice and overall performance. Mentioned exercises a few moments ago. Yeah, this just occurred to me. Toilet exercises. What? Toilet exercises? Yes! Toilet. And now I'm not talking about, you know, clearing your bowels or anything like that. Not how to go to the loo, but exercises you can do in a cubicle. What do I mean? Well, things like, as I mentioned, the aforementioned lip trills and tongue twisters and stretching exercises that you can do immediately before your voiceover session or in a break from a session. Yeah? Things that you can disappear and do, not necessarily in front of other people, but you can do in the privacy of a cubicle. There's someone else in the cubicle next door. They may think you're a bit balmy. However, does that really matter? But these are kinds of things that you can do just before a session or midway through a session. And eat. Yeah, be careful what you eat. So, you know, be careful about the fizzy drinks and the spicy food and so on. But do eat, because if you're hungry, your stomach may growl on mic. That bear makes a reappearance again. Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow, as I say, we start that new series within a series about your actual performance on the day. What to take into a voice recording session. What about those voice production notes? The different characters in a control room, they're going to be looking through the glass at you and inspecting every word. About talkbacks, about the skills that hopefully you've got in the voice director who's going to be there in your particular session. And also what's going to happen, that voiceover studio workflow, because the more you know about what's going to happen in a voiceover studio, the more confident you're going to be and the more competent you're going to be. And all that, of course, reduces stress and gives you a much better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. We continue tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.